In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
The last couple of Sundays leading up to Lent in adult ed, we spoke of the purpose of Lent. And we brought up things like fasting, increased worship, almsgiving and charity, confession, preparation, the amount of time we spend on screens or the reduction thereof. And we said in the end that all these things are tools of Lent, but they are not, in fact, the purpose. The purpose of Lent is union with God. Union with God is life. And so the purpose of Lent is truly to become alive again, to truly live. And to truly live is to be in union with God. Now, last week for Annunciation, we said it's beyond our capabilities to reach out and latch on to God, to conjure the presence of God on my own timeline or for my own purposes. Like an author, the Son of God writes himself into humanity's story on a divine timeline, when the fullness of time had come according to divine wisdom. And God comes to each of our lives in ways particular to us, and yet again according to God's divine wisdom. And while we cannot conjure a visit from God, as it were, we can make ourselves more receptive to God's presence that's already moving and stirring within us. I compared it to trying to see a shooting star. In order to improve my chances of seeing a shooting star, I have to get off my screens, I have to go outside, get away from the lights, lay back, and look up, and wait. Now, even if I do all these things, I can't cause a shooting star to appear. But if I don't do those things, if I don't make myself ready and aware, I'm certainly going to miss them when they do come. Being aware of the presence of God in your life, of the very stirrings of the Holy Spirit within you, is in fact something that we can train ourselves to be sensitive to. You or I can't cause God to make an appearance, as it were, as if we're some kind of divine manager or something. First of all, Jesus is already within you, and the Son of God is making himself known to you in one sense continuously. It's already happening. But in another sense, the Son of God makes himself known to you in particular ways based on what you need this very hour. But your awareness of that presence will be at least in part dependent on how open you are, how open you make yourself to the beautiful divine presence. So how does one make oneself open? Today in the church, this second Sunday of Great Lent, we remember and celebrate Saint Gregory Palamas. Gregory lived in the 1300s in Greece, and he dedicated his adult life to opening his heart to the awareness of the divine presence. Gregory first cultivated in himself and later taught a practice known as hesychasm. Now, hesychasm is a really fancy word for a very simple concept. It simply means quiet. It means quiet. It means inner quiet, inner stillness. Gregory cultivated in himself and taught inner quiet, learning to turn one's focus away from all the racing and raging thoughts that bombard us and turn our noose, our consciousness, to the inner quiet places. And Gregory did this through certain tools, a contemplative prayer, which is to say prayer with minimal or no words. You might say listening prayer. He did this through focused breathing. He got his body involved. And especially meditation on the person of Jesus, to focus solely as long as he could on the person of Jesus Christ. And Gregory made extensive use of the Jesus Prayer, which in its current form at the time was, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. This prayer was repeated deliberately and with the rhythm of the breath until it became second nature. You might even say wordless. It became the concept of Jesus' mercy. And it allowed Gregory's focus to move away from his chaotic thoughts. He was no different than the rest of us, and focus more deeply on God within. And by finding quiet, and by attuning focus onto the heart daily as a way of life, Gregory was able to feel and ultimately see the divine within, with his inner spirit. This is an inner thing. And Gregory taught that anyone, monk or layperson, can become aware of the kingdom of God within. This isn't just for monks. It's a gift open to everyone because, he said, God is within everyone. God is within everyone. But to become aware of that gift requires an open heart, a pure heart. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the pure in heart. They are the ones who see God. And it requires daily inner quiet, not just for a week, but over a lifetime, times of daily inner quiet. Now, Gregory is by no means the first to see and feel the divine light within, but he's remembered because his practices and teachings caused controversy. They caused controversy. When he taught this, some people didn't like it. Theologians, particularly in the West, did not agree that we humans could experience God directly. And one in particular, named Barlaam, vehemently opposed Gregory. Barlaam promoted a scholastic and an intellectual approach to understanding God. God is someone we postulate. Barlaam said, you experience God through study and philosophy. You understand God through intellectual discipline. You can't experience God directly because he is divine. To which Gregory responded, but I have, and I do, as have thousands before me. And he didn't limit himself to these exact words. They wrote treatises back and forth to each other. But this was the gist. I have inwardly seen God, and I won't pretend I haven't. It would be like someone who studies citrus fruit but has never tasted a tangerine trying to tell a tangerine lover that it's impossible to actually taste a tangerine. The tangerine lover will respond, but I have tasted a tangerine, and it was beyond amazing. Gregory had felt and had seen God inwardly. Again, we're talking inside. And neither Barlaam nor anyone else could take that away from him. And it took time and numerous councils, but eventually the controversy was settled, and Barlaam was refuted, and Gregory's experience was upheld. And so here we get this celebration in the opening half of Great Lent. And if, as we said at the beginning, the purpose of Lent is to become alive again, and union with God is life, then the purpose of Lent indeed is nothing less than experiencing the presence of God within. And Gregory Palamas is presented to us to remind us that this experience is possible to anyone who desires it. Anyone whose heart is open to God can see God. And this experience of God, according to Gregory, comes through contemplative prayer, which is to say listening prayer, through focused breathing, getting the body involved, and through meditation on the person of Jesus. And perhaps most importantly, one's experience of God, and maybe more so in today's world than ever, comes through daily inner quiet. Amen.